tiny heap of corn to keep herself from want, the little ant. With constant toil and care and moil, had gathered for her winter store. A winter came, and to his shame, a grasshopper who scarce could stir, but crept as if his knees were stiff, in tone forlorn, asked her for corn. Alas, cried she, and can this be, that with such legs he comes to beg? Oh, one so tall, oh, idler tall, do you forget how once we met?
That was The Ant and the Grasshopper. Do you remember that story from your childhood? I do, and the message not to laze around. Aesop's Fables is a collection of hundreds of moral-based stories credited to ancient Greek slave and storyteller Aesop. The Ant and the Grasshopper is one about a happy-go-lucky musician, grasshopper, who has spent the summer singing and dancing while the ant has tirelessly stored up food for the winter. In some versions, the grasshopper invites the ant to join him, making fun of her lack of joy on a beautiful day. "Live a little," he says, playing his fiddle merrily. But when the cold arrives, the hungry grasshopper begs the ant for food in exchange for music. Some versions don't end as cheerily as the one you just heard. The ant, in a more punishing stance, says the grasshopper should have thought about all that last summer, that she only has enough for herself, and furthermore, what's in it for her besides frivolous music? She shuts the door in his face with morals like, "An idle soul shall suffer hunger." Here's a different rendition from English protest singer Leon Russellson in 1975.
The ant and the grasshopper, everyone knows how the story goes, how the ant was diligent, never spent anything lightly. He labored wisely and gathered his store for tomorrow. As for the grasshopper, glad of the summer sunshine, light as the wind on the broken water, his song he gave to the summer day, singing where the dance leads, I'll follow. Then came the hard winter, nothing grew, and the cold winds blew, but the ant was safe and sound on the ground, carefully counting his pile around him, dividing his time until tomorrow. As for the grasshopper, blown by the north wind's fury, hungering for the easy summer, comes to the ant and says, "My brother, give me bread, now is the dance that I must follow. Why did you waste the summer? Summers don't last forever. You're just an idle beggar. You must pay the price. Sacrifice, you would not heed me. You took a life easy. Now take the punishment that follows. Now see the grass."
The Ant and the Grasshopper can be a good story for children. But as you've heard, it's complicated. A story this old is bound to have many iterations worldwide across centuries, with some messages that are simple, others that are messy and ambivalent, relating to entitlement, forgiveness, charity, the value of artists, equity, cruelty, revenge. In the lighter versions, the ant, who I should mention is often female, takes pity and welcomes the grasshopper in, who then reciprocates with music and dance. "Come, friend," she says, "I've saved enough for many seasons." The morals have now shifted to, all who are suffering deserve help equally, with the grasshopper changing his tune to, it is wise to worry about tomorrow today. My longtime friend, musician, composer, and artist, Daniel Dutton, once created a delightfully outlandish rendition of The Ant and the Grasshopper with his mother, Seba, a cherished friend and mentor to me and my husband. For many years, we visited the Dutton farm in Somerset, Kentucky, for musical collaborations, fresh food from the garden, and enriching conversations. For Seba, a hardworking, frugal farmer born in 1921, The Ant and the Grasshopper was one of her go-to stories for her six children. Here's Dan. Quote, "We created this on a four-track cassette recorder, and I composed and programmed the music on a tiny synthesizer. Mom had a great storytelling voice, at once innocent and wise, naive and wary. She put on headphones, and I cued her when to start and stop. I had heard her tell the story many times, and beyond the call of storing supplies for the days of necessity, which was a keen one for her, it also seemed like a warning to me not to fiddle all my time away making things like the ant and the grasshopper. She liked the result and wholeheartedly approved. I've always had an interest in the voices of the past, how an ancient fable could wind its way through time and space to a mother and son in 1988 USA. And I think the greatest music is that which we make or hear at home, shared between people who are closest to us. That's what the ant and the grasshopper is, a thing we made to have fun." Unquote.
In a field one summer's day, a grasshopper was hopping about, chirping and singing to its heart's content. An ant passed by, bearing along with great toil an ear of corn he was taking to the nest. "Why not come and chat with me," said the grasshopper, "instead of toiling and mauling in that way?" "I am laying up food for the winter," said the ant, "and recommend you do the same." "Why bother about winter?" said the grasshopper. "We have got plenty of food at present." But the ant went on its way and continued its toil. When the winter came, the grasshopper had no food and found itself dying of hunger. While it saw the ants distributing every day corn and grain from the stores they had collected in the summer, then the grasshopper knew it is best to prepare for the days of necessity.